I don't want to hear him sneaking up. I want to be quick, you know. Not, I don't want to be panicky. Can't run with just one, you know.
Huh? Very talented, very talented. Oh, and she pretended. She knows how to perform. She probably played a horn. You didn't think,
start with our first song, number 75, Abide With Me, and we'll sing the first and the last stanzas.
Blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I would also like to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We extend our warmest welcome to all of our brothers and sisters who are with us today, assembling together in the house of God to worship God as the Bible teaches us to do. Little by little, we're all coming back together, and we praise God for that. And we pray for you here, that you will experience the power, the love, and the comfort that only God's Word can give us. You can also find an outline of today's sermon in our church bulletin. The scripture of the month is also found in the bulletin, and Deuteronomy 28 verse 7, the scripture tells us, "The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways." Boy, it's great to have God having our back, isn't it? Amen. The activities and services of this coming week, this Wednesday the 3rd, June the 3rd, the midweek prayer service will be held here at Bethel Baptist Church at 7:30 p.m. It'll also be broadcast live if you wish to join us and pray with us from your home. You're welcome to do that. And if you'd like to email us at secretary@bbcmh.org for any prayer requests that you may have. The Bible studies for this week have also been canceled. As you know, each Sunday morning we begin the day with the Lord at 9:45 a.m. with our Bible study, and it is broadcast also live on the internet. Our services for the remainder of the day have been canceled. And now let us continue to praise the Lord together with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
And we'll sing the first and the last. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Verse 5. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sing at His feet, or walk by His side. Take my life and let it be. And why don't we all rise as we sing 393, Take My Life and Let It Be, first and the last stanzas.
Due to some concerns over handling things because of the coronavirus, we won't be having a direct collecting of tithes and offerings. So there is a wooden box in the back of the foyer where tithes and offerings can be dropped off on your way in or on your way out. And that's what we're going to be doing for a little while as The board will be meeting on a periodic basis to rediscuss adjustments, and I'm looking to you guys as well for your thoughts, your ideas, and so you can send email to Pastor Tomlinson at bbcmh.org, and we'll incorporate your thoughts, your questions, into how we conduct things as we continue moving forward. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your divine grace and mercy, for the greatness of your love and your compassion, for the Spirit of God and the Word of God to be upon us and over us, that you would lift us up and strengthen us to listen to your word and listen to your voice and to do your will. Father, we are in the midst of difficult and challenging times and so much misinformation and information that's being twisted and turned this way and that, and sometimes it's difficult to know what to do. But Lord, your word tells us in Psalm 46 what we need to do. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And so, Lord, with all the chaos and the difficulties and problems that are taking place, may your people who were called by your name humble themselves before you and be still and know that you have all things under control and that we need to lean upon you and trust in you more and more each day. And Father, I pray for your people who are called by your name, whether they're part of Bethel or other churches in the area, that you, Lord, would draw them unto yourself, give them a deep longing and hungering and thirsting for your presence and for your word, to know that you are still in control and you still desire your people to serve you. We pray for those that are around us, our neighbors and family and co-workers and friends, that they would see the transforming power of the glorious riches of Jesus Christ, that they would hear the testimony of your grace, that you might find mercy upon them and grant them life. We pray for this country that is in so many ways through the midst of chaos. Lord, as you have the anxiety and the despair and the challenges with the COVID virus and the contradictory information and the sense of what do we need to be doing during this time. And then you compound that and you add to that the riots and the activities that are taking place around the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Lord, I pray that you would bring calmness and your peace into the hearts and minds of people, that people would be willing to wait upon the Lord, would be willing to wait to see what the Lord has for them during this time. Lord, this is a nation which is sick in so many different ways, and we pray for your healing power upon the sick. We pray for your comforting spirit upon those who need you, that there are some who are infected with the COVID-19, and for those that are afraid of it or overly concerned or whatever, however you want to phrase it, Lord, give them your peace and your calmness. Place upon them your spirit of comfort and wisdom and truth. And Lord, we pray for little Ida and pray for your spirit to be upon her, for you to strengthen her body and for her platelets and give her your direction and strength. We pray for those with cancer, and I think of Jim Shearer, and pray for your blessing upon him. And a co-worker of Victor, his daughter has cancer, and a co-worker of Lee Prater's, Linda, with cancer. And Lord, there's a lot of people with cancer. We pray for your comforting spirit and your healing touch upon them, for you to strengthen them and help them. But at the same time, while all this is going on, Lord, we are thankful. And we are thankful for those who are bringing new life into this world, for Candace Avalos, expecting in July, for Esther Palais in September. We pray that you would raise up these children in the love and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord through the power of your presence and spirit. We pray for your wisdom and guidance as we try to continue moving forward with Bethel, as we try to figure out and understand what we need to do during the reopening process and timing and things, that we would get all the pieces together, and that you would be merciful and save and protect life. We pray that you would use us in a mighty way to reach out into the communities of Morgan Hill with your gospel, to communicate the need for Jesus Christ to those who do not understand. And we pray for wisdom as we try to make some adjustments to our facilities, that soon you would be able to, you would open up the door of opportunity for us to build. We pray for Lee Prater, that you would open up the doors of opportunity to him for work, and that you would bless him continually and direct him by your Spirit. We pray for your blessing upon those missionaries serving throughout the world, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebia Merixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the U.S. We pray for the offering will be used for your honor, for your glory, for the expansion of the gospel. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear and those who support the work of God here from at Bethel, whether they're here in the sanctuary, whether they're listening over KKMC radio, over the internet, or over the CD. Bless them and encourage them with your divine presence and grace, that the gospel of Jesus Christ would move forward by your might and power. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Thank you once again, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. Today, Pastor Tomlinson will be teaching us in God's Word in Nehemiah chapter 12, verses 43 through 47. If you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word, that's in Nehemiah chapter 12, verses 43 through 47. Also, that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. And at the same time, some were appointed over the rooms of the storehouse for the offerings, the first fruits of the tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities the portion specified by the law for the priest and the Levites. For Judah rejoiced over the priest and Levites who ministered. Both the singers and the gatekeepers kept the charge of their God and the charge of the purification, according to the command of David and Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chiefs of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. In the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah, all Israel gave the portions for the singers and the gatekeepers, a portion for each day. They also consecrated holy things for the Levites, and the Levites consecrated them for the children of Aaron. May God bless the reading of his word. And now we bow for a word of prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, once again we enter into your holy of holies by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We enter into your holy presence to express our praise, our thanksgiving, our love to an awesome and an almighty and a compassionate and caring God for his people who never leaves us or forsakes us. Father, because of your help in our times of need, Father, keep all the ministries that preach your word in truthfulness blessed by the Spirit to reach those who are still in darkness, so they may hear the gospel, the good news about salvation for their souls. And Father, thank you for fulfilling your covenant with King David. And in 2 Samuel chapter 7, it tells us about how you would build him a house for your name, and it would be established forever. And Father, thank you for bringing your son through the line of David to be the Savior of the world, and how David sat down one day and he gave his thanks to you. And you tell us in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 18 through 29 of this wonderful promise. So Father, today we thank you for giving us that covenant that you made with King David and the blessings we're able to receive from that covenant. And Father, as we go forward now in your service today, may you bless your word, bless all the hearers of your word, and bless our pastor, a great servant of yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.